is the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson with Adam Smith and with Mike Kearney to work through your Friday Show games, to be honest with you. But there's one that matters. There's one that overarches everything this weekend as far as the Premier League's concerned. To be honest, it's often the big hit any weekend it's on. It's something that we all look forward to, but this time out, it's got even more psychological excitement around it. It is the NL fucking D, the North London Derby. It's the Tottenham edition. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Jordan Jarrett-Bryan, then we're going to have Flav from Fighting Cock, and then we're going to get back in the room with Adam and Mike.
Got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan, he's having a day. Or a 24 hours. It all feels on top, much more on top than it should be. From the outside looking in, there's question marks about Arsenal's options in the front three positions. But I think it is hard to argue with the fact that I don't just think that Arsenal are the best team in the country. I think they're the best team in the country by a bit of a distance. The league table and Arsenal Football Club, Jordan, seem determined to prove me wrong.
Oh, mate. I think you're being incredibly complimentary when you add the by a distance. I think Arsenal are the most well-drilled, set-up team that has been built for 3 or 4 years. You look at our competitors, Liverpool and Manchester City, they've won titles in recent years, but this season, there's change. They're building, whereas it feels like our cake is ready to come out of the oven, and it's been baked now for a few hours. You lot are still doing that. You lot are still kind of whipping up the batter, and you lot are still doing all that bit. We're meant to be taking the cake out of the oven. So I don't think, and I've never thought, Neil, this is a particularly amazing Arsenal team. I just think we're the most drilled, disciplined, defensively stingy team that has players that can, on a good day, win a game and even win a game well. The problem Arsenal have got now with that draw last night, Neil, is we've gone from a situation where maybe a month and a half ago, we could have afforded to have lost the game of the Etihad and still been okay.